This is Ted Kennedy. President Reagan can't get the death penalty through Congress, so he's trying to persuade a federal agency to do it unilaterally. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, I know you come from the Friam School of law enforcement, but even you hardline advocates of the death penalty should have second thoughts about the Reagan administration's latest tactic. For years, the administration has failed to persuade Congress to enact a broad capital punishment statute for federal crimes. A majority of Congress understands that the death penalty is no deterrent and that it's used unfairly against minorities and the poor. Now the administration wants a federal agency called the U.S. Sentencing Commission to end-run Congress and create a death penalty in the guise of writing routine guidelines for criminal sentences. That's preposterous, Al. The commission has no such authority. If President Reagan can't get the death penalty through Congress, he can't get it from a federal agency either.
The Friam School? No, but where you and I really differ, Ted, is that I think of the wretched victims while you think of the poor criminals. You got it backwards. I do believe in capital punishment, Ted. It is a deep personal and moral issue, but this one generates more heat than it does light. Capital punishment has to be limited to certain specific felonies and should then be available only by the clear action of the jury that has heard the case. Those who commit hideous crimes upon other persons are a threat to society and should receive the death penalty. Capital punishment did not somehow begin with the Reagan administration, Ted. You know that. Our founding fathers clearly saw circumstances that would call for this awesome human penalty. It is provided for in our remarkable Constitution. Your accusations are based on emotion and guilt and not on our Constitution. This is Senator Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.